Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So this slide shows you the typical sections of the preferred alternative. It's a four-lane section with 10-foot travel lanes and a 10-foot shared-use path. And this alternative reduces the northbound travel lanes from 3 to 2 to repurpose that available right-of-way for other features along the corridor.
I caught the woman's first name, Mary. I did not know her last name. I apologize, but she was presenting. I think she's with the TPO, the Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization, I don't know a better citation for you. She was presenting on the Navy Boulevard redesign that's going to go from Gulf Beach Highway all the way down to the Naval Base. Remember, this is something that has been a priority for Mike Kohler. Everybody's on board with this in the general sense that it kind of looks like crap now. You know, it's blighted and nasty, and you drive through and you're like, this is the welcome mat to the biggest installation in the area. And, you know, it's like, this is not great. And so, as she says, one of the features of this redesign, this reimagining, so to speak, of Navy is going to be right now, if you look at it, it's 5 lanes and a turn lane. So it's 6 lanes wide, and it's just kind of wide open and flat and boring, and there's all the stuff on the side. There's no good reason to have 3 lanes northbound. I'm really not sure why that happened. There had to have been a reason, but there isn't. It's not. I can't see it. It's 2 lanes southbound, a turn lane, and 3 lanes northbound. And one of the things they're going to do is they're going to get rid of one of the northbound lanes, and they're going to convert that over into space that can be used for a multi-use path on the, I got to do the map in my head, on the east side, north and south on the east side, and some median work and some sidewalk work. And so you're going to trade 1 lane of traffic for some significant improvements in other features.
Variable message signs that are placed at strategic locations along the corridor to inform the traveling public of the NAS Pensacola main gate status and wayfinding for correct gate entry, which was very important to NAS Pensacola, who stated they have about 1,000 vehicles a day they have to turn around at their gate. So this is to help with that.
I'm going to put an asterisk on that 1,000 vehicles a gate just for now, because that comes up a little bit later on. But there's going to be signboards. There's going to be one big signboard, message board, like the digital one outside the back gate, I think is the plan, at Gulf Beach Highway and Navy, so at the north end of this whole corridor. There's going to be another one at the just before you get to the water on the bridge. And part of that is also meant to be what she called wayfinding, which is signage to help you understand that you're about to enter a naval base. Turn around if you're not trying to go to the naval base, because that's one of the problems is people who shouldn't be going onto the Navy base wind up trying to go through the gate, and they're like, whoa, what's going on here? And then they got to turn cars around, and that will help them process traffic through if they can have people avoid that problem. How will they do that? Well, they've mentioned that there's going to be a turnaround or an easier turnaround. Remember when we were talking to, who was it recently was mentioning that to me? Was it maybe Wes Moreno when we had him? Would have had to have been. We were talking about that with him, that they're going to have a turnaround there.
And similarly, a central median vehicle turnaround area is located out here. So vehicles have the opportunity to turn around if they realize they're entering at the wrong gate. And this also provides an area for a gateway feature.
Yeah, some kind of a decorative, here you're welcome to the area, instead of just this kind of ugly steel girder gantry that says NAS Pensacola. All right, so she says a turnaround, and that's the phrase that they're using. John, I'm going to show you the picture of this turnaround, and I want you to describe to me what that shape looks like to you when you see it usually.
Like a circle or a roundabout.
You said the word. I didn't say the word. They want to put in a roundabout.
No. No.
It's a roundabout. You get on the bridge. Now, if you don't know the geography there, just before like the water, there's actually a lot of kind of open space, undeveloped space there. And there's a kind of a dilapidated home on the east side. And I think that's going to get demolished in the process. We apparently don't have to acquire any right of way to do this. We already own it. But they're going to turn that on the west side towards the water of what I'm calling roundabout into a park area, not with a lot of parking, but it's a park, so you can, you know, kind of look over at the base there. But yeah, it's meant to be a turnaround that can handle even semis, because that's one of the challenges, is how do you turn a semi around? But it's before you even get to the bridge, so it's not clogging up any of the traffic that might be queuing to get into the gate at NES Pensacola. Now, it's only a two-lane roundabout, right? You can only go north and south, so you don't have the joining of the different traffic factions, you know, the four or three-way or multiple six-ways sometimes. But it's a roundabout.
And oh, boy.
So, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people utilizing the roundabout, especially the go north, turn around, and come back south towards the main gate like that. Almost like it's hard to imagine how that would ever get used. But it is a roundabout, and I know when they're calling it a turnaround, people are not, what do they mean a turnaround? Well, they mean a roundabout.
Just say the word.
So I don't think this is going to be a problem for anything. This is not going to be the Perdido roundabout, but there it is. That's just one feature that I don't want it to be a surprise to you when this happens, that that's the plan. I'll see if I can't snap these and put them up on the Facebook page so you can see for yourself. And you might be, oh, there's a roundabout. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, no accidents to let you know about, not even at the roundabouts. We've got I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, 90-98. I'm not seeing any delays this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, somebody says part of the reason for the three lanes northbound is evacuating the base during emergencies.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But apparently that is not a concern enough or frequent enough that having, you know, two is not adequate, or that they couldn't reverse the other lanes and use all four going northbound, which, I mean, these are all sort of possibilities in an emergency. But good note. I hadn't been thinking about that, so good note. 437-1620. So, again, returning to the description of the changing or the renovation of Navy Boulevard.
There's a proposed waterfront park on the west side of the corridor with limited on-street parking.
That's what I mentioned to you. That's right next to the roundabout. Don't call it a roundabout. And other things.
The corridor has mid-block crosswalks throughout with pedestrian refuge islands, provide safe crossing opportunities for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Okay, she said that kind of fast, and if you don't know, you know, if you're not able to look at it and see, but mid-block crossings, median, either raised or not raised, but made with what I think is going to be like decorative colored brick so that it feels different when you drive on it and it looks different, which visually is more interesting. A lot of it's going to have vegetation on the median so that that will absorb rainwater. So there's a lot of green space kind of ideas here. I mean, this is really a full comprehensive rework of the thing.
Access management with a landscape median to enhance beautification and safety. Decorative lighting throughout the corridor.
Improved lighting's good.
And also landscape opportunities within the raised median, the large central median vehicle turnaround area, and the sides of the road for beautification and ecological benefits.
And again, a multi-use path is going to run the whole length on the one side, on the east side. That's new.
Texture pavement is proposed within the two-way left turn lane and intersections. This is to provide for traffic calming as well as beautification. And again, mid-block crosswalks, decorative lighting, landscape opportunities, and a 10-foot shared-use path.
The message boards I mentioned.
An opportunity for a gateway feature at this end of the corridor.
The north
and
end.
Variable message signs leading to this corridor.
Lots more information, which is not really available now, and especially information at Gulf Beach Highway. So if you realize you're going the wrong way or don't need to go there, or more importantly, don't go here for Blue Angels. Don't go here for Museum. Go to the back gate, right? If you can divert the traffic that right now tries to get in the front gate, can't get in the front gate, has to turn around, then go, you know, that's a solution too. So one of the big advantages of having these signboards or any signboard at the very north end of this corridor is turn right here, dummy. You know, that's good stuff.
As you can see, the construction cost is estimated at $8.8 million, which includes, and the total cost is estimated at about $11.7 million, which includes design and construction engineering inspection. Undergrounding of the overhead utilities was
That's
assumed
nice.
And included in these cost estimates, and no right-of-way acquisition is anticipated.
Nice. Don't have to pick up any property, and we're going to underground utilities in the process. Those are both good things, especially for storm resilience and for beautification. You've never driven into a neighborhood and thought, you know what we really need here are some overhead power lines. Nobody ever in the history of people. But a lot of times you go and you're like, man, this is a beautiful place, except for those power lines. 437-1620, last comment from Mike Kohler and Stephen Barry.
The 1,000 cars a day that are going in and jamming up traffic is, so I didn't realize it was that high. I couldn't believe it was an eye when Steve showed that, Steve Opelenka. So,
yeah, Steve Opelenka is the community relations guy for the base, and that's what he says. Listen, I don't want to say that I know because I don't know. And if they say 1,000, I mean, okay. It's just hard to believe it's 1,000. I mean, 1,000 cars a day turning around is a lot of cars. That's an enormous volume of cars. And it might be. You sure it's not like 600? You know, sure that's not like just your worst day ever? You know, I don't know. I don't want to question the people who are the authorities, and they certainly know, and they listen to the show, and they'll text me, Andrew, no, it's really 1,000. Okay, fine.
Great job on this. I look forward as we move forward, and we got to find funding, but you did a great job, and I know the community is really excited about this project.
So that's not a misprint? I mean, as a layperson, that's two cars a minute they're having to turn around.
That's what they said. I couldn't believe it either. Okay. That's what they told us, right?
I thought it sounds crazy.
I thought the same thing, but I don't know. I'll go back and ask him again, but I thought the same thing. I said, how in the world is that possible?
He's not wrong. I mean, two cars a minute, 120 cars an hour times 8 hours is 960, right? You're in that vicinity. Two cars a minute turning around. If you think about how long you wait in the line to get through the base, it's hard to believe that it's two a minute because – I mean, sometimes it feels like they only processed a couple of minutes. No, I mean, they do. They do a lot better than that. But anyway, and, you know, again, I might be wrong. It just is a hard-to-fathom number. But we're going to solve all of that by using a roundabout. No, come on, John. You look so
enthusiastic.
Like you don't believe it's possible.
Yeah.
Of course it's possible.
Yes, it is.
Roundabouts work. Just not every single one works well. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of math,
very good.
If you can do quick math. Hey, if you've got a kid who is struggling with math, used to love math, used to be great at it, used to, you know, whiz through, and now all of a sudden they've hit some kind of a speed, but something has changed. They don't like math. They don't feel confident about it. Maybe they had a, you know, teacher they didn't enjoy, or they missed a concept, or, you know, when you change from sort of math to algebra, that can happen. You can love algebra and geometry and just not get trig. I mean, that happens. Go to Mathnasium. They help parents and kids with this all the time. And that's true whether it's an interest level, because sometimes you can just teach them how to do some things a little bit more effectively, or teach them in a way that they understand and they process, and maybe the teacher didn't have those skills. But also, you know, it's just learning these basic concepts. The way it all starts, and I'm really close friends with the owners of Mathnasium. They're genuinely fantastic people. And the way it starts is you just go in for a completely free assessment. You take a short test, okay? And what that test is specifically designed to do is to identify strengths and weaknesses for that person, for their grade level, and to know, you know, what do they know, what don't they know, what do they struggle with, and what are they missing? And then you fix the parts that they're missing. And they have an incredible success rate. 94% of parents show an improvement in math skills and understanding. 93% of parents have reported an improved attitude about math. And 90% see an improved grade. So just stop by for an assessment and find out what your kid can benefit from Mathnasium. It's a fantastic – my son was a tutor there for a year in his last year of college. So, you know, we love what they do at Mathnasium. Just go ahead and stop by next to the Marshalls and the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
This History of the Blues is presented by Lambert's Transfer and Storage.
Shortly after the 1946 Omaha Air Show, the Blue Angels made the transition from the Grumman F6F Hellcat to the sleek Grumman F8F Bearcat, the world's fastest piston engine plane. They took delivery from the Grumman factory on Long Island, New York, and on August 15th, 1946, they headed back to NAS Jacksonville on what was supposed to be a nonstop flight. But a little over a third of the way there, each plane experienced trouble controlling the trim of the aircraft. They radioed NAS Norfolk, explained their troubles, and asked permission to land. A few minutes later, NAS Norfolk radioed back that Grumman had called to say the planes were unsafe to fly. Not the kind of information a pilot likes to receive when flying about a mile in the air. The problem was that, having taken off the guns, ammunition cans, and armor, the center of gravity was thrown way off as fuel was burned. But they managed to land, safely refuel, and continued to Jacksonville, this time stopping frequently to top off their fuel tanks. Adding 50 pounds of lead ballast corrected the problem, and with only 15 hours of practice in the planes, the Blue Angels performed at a Denver air show in their new Bearcats. It was in these new Bearcats that the Blue Angels developed what would become their trademark four-plane diamond formation. 5 weeks later, tragedy struck. On September 29, 1946, during an air show celebrating their move from Cecil Field to their new home base of NAS Jacksonville, more than 6,000 visitors watched in horror as Lieutenant Robbie Robinson's plane crashed into the runway. He was completing a series of vertical diving rolls and started to make a high G pullout at 600 miles per hour. Suddenly, the left outboard wing section of his Bearcat sheared off. The plane slammed into the runway, leaving a 12-foot crater. It was the Blue Angels' first fatality. Robinson was mourned by the remaining Blue Angels, but 6 days later, they performed a successful air show in Oakland, California, and continued their 31 shows around the country, including performances at NAS Pensacola and at Whiting Field in Milton. I'll be back with more after this.
Need to move across town, across the country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BVB-accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all the surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sense Foundation. Choose a team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com today.
The Blue Angels shoot down an enemy aircraft during their exhibition. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in today at 9:30 as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare. Today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A little rush for you following your Frank Barone. You know, the two most unexpected things we could possibly throw at you. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our... John Pickens is right here next to me with traffic on the fives. Go ahead,
I know.
Sir.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just one accident on the big board right now in Van Pelt Lane and North W Street. It just happened, and first responders are on their way there, so we're seeing some delays on W Street. But other than that, I-10, I-110 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Now David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you, and good morning, gentlemen. Still no clear end in sight to the government shutdown. Now in day 23, the Senate failed for a 12th time to pass a funding bill that would have ended the shutdown yesterday. The FBI announcing a reward for information about an attempted pipe bombing in 2021 that happened in Washington, D.C. An unidentified suspect left bombs outside of the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee January 5th. And again, that was 2021. They're now offering a $500,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of that suspect.
No comment.
Oh, goodness.
Update from Fairhope. Go on. What else?
And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the decision to have Bad Bunny play the Super Bowl halftime show will not be revisited. Speaking to reporters at the NFL owners meeting in New York, Goodell said that the Puerto Rican artist is one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. And he said he doesn't think there's ever been a halftime performer who didn't receive some criticism.
Yeah, I mean, they love the controversy. It's more attention. It's more promotion. I just think, isn't the Super Bowl already at 100%? I mean, who doesn't know the Super Bowl happens? Wait, Bad Bunny's doing a show at... What sport is that again? You know, like, it's already at 100.
Right.
But I do wish, I mean, honestly, I wish that they could just at least find somebody who's an American citizen.
Can we do it in English?
God, nobody! Nobody?
No, he's Puerto Rican.
That's America. That's the United States.
Is the Fox News Rundown. Now a look at sports.
Week number 8 of the NFL season gets underway in Los Angeles tonight. The 4-3 Chargers host the 3-3 Vikings, who will be quarterbacked by Carson Wentz again. J.J. McCarthy to miss his fifth straight contest with an ankle injury. The World Series starts tomorrow on Fox TV. The Blue Jays host the Dodgers. NBA number 1 overall draft pick Cooper Flagg had 10 points and 10 rebounds in his debut. Victor Wembanyama scored 40. The Spurs blew out the Mavericks 125-92. The third pick in the draft, Vijay Edgecombe, scored 34 for the 76ers, who got 40 from Tyrese Maxey in a one-point win over the Celtics. Anthony Edwards had 41 for the Timberwolves, who beat the Trailblazers in Portland. That's your sports on the Fox News Rundown. Jared Max, Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a beautiful morning. It is 52 degrees with clear skies in Pensacola. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Two plumbers from Larry Downs Jr. Plumbing in Pensacola assisted recently with capturing a suspected car burglar. This happened last week. The two plumbers were working on a water main leak at Northwoods Apartments when...
An individual was seen trying to pull door handles on vehicles in the parking lot. The owner of a pickup truck that he was trying to get into was made aware of this. She came outside and saw him. She then got into the truck and followed him through the parking lot.
That is Pensacola Police Department spokesperson Mike Wood, and the victim asked the plumbers if they could call the police. The plumbers ended up chasing that suspect down and were threatened with a pipe. The incident was recorded on their Meta sunglasses. Police later arrested 22-year-old Eduardo Torres at a nearby church. Torres also then reportedly confessed to being in the country illegally from Venezuela. He's currently being held at the Escambia Jail on $10,750 bond and an ICE hold. Good news if you've got Progressive auto insurance. Governor DeSantis says your check is in the mail. He announced Progressive Insurance's profits had reached more than $2 billion. That's the point where state regulations forced the company to return money to policyholders.
You've been with Progressive this whole time. You're going to get a bigger rebate, and it might be a check. It might be a credit on your bill. But the average across Florida policyholders is going to be a $300 rebate.
And that money goes to active clients as of December 31st. Other major auto insurance companies are also expected to follow suit. Well, if the government shutdown continues into November, SNAP benefits could be affected for low-income families and senior citizens. Food banks that help to bridge the gap are already feeling the impact as the USDA surplus has been cut off due to the government shutdown.
Food banks like Whole Villages, food banks like, the various pantries, et cetera, across Pinellas County, they're going to have less of that, you know, the dairy product, the milk, the eggs and the cheese, et cetera.
And that's State Senator Nick DeSegli of St. Petersburg. He says he also runs a nonprofit that supplies food pantries. And he says they may have to turn to supermarkets in fundraising efforts if that happens. Well, Elon Musk says his Tesla robo-taxis could be unsupervised before the end of this year.
The CEO made the claim on an earnings conference call Wednesday and said the self-driving taxis will expand to up to 10 metropolitan areas by the end of the year, and that safety drivers will be removed in 2 months in Austin, Texas. Some of the new markets include Florida, Arizona, and Nevada. The call ended with Tesla stock being down more than 3%. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. And it's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Van Pelt Lane and North W Street. Starting to see some minor delays on W Street right now, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110, everything else is looking good. I'm not seeing any more delays that'll slow down your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Right now, 52 degrees. We've got clear skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Alibaba said its Quark AI glasses will start at nearly $660, with pre-sale beginning October 24th and shipments beginning from December. Alibaba unveiled its AI chat assistant, a new chatbot mode with its existing Quark app. President Trump has announced substantial new sanctions on Russia's two biggest oil companies as frustration in Washington grows over the war in Ukraine. The new sanctions target Lukoil and Rosneft, as well as nearly three dozen of their subsidiaries. And as a result, oil prices have surged more than 5% after the Trump administration issued sanctions against big Russian oil companies. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $61.80 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $65.85 per barrel. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 334. The NASDAQ down 213. The S&P 500 down 35. That's your money now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray.
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it. Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger,
all right.
So much younger than today.
John, can you confirm, what did I tell you before the break? I said we're going to do a topic that is the riskiest topic I may have ever done on talk
and
radio.
And hence the song that was put in for Help for Me.
Okay. I just warn you, I have never had this level of apprehension that I have that I, over this topic,
that scares
but here it goes.
Me.
I know. But here goes. Let's talk about the amount of makeup that women wear.
Oh. You could hear David even going.
Even David through the glass.
I mean, we could hear that.
Okay, so the headline that caught my attention was the amount of makeup that is most attractive, evidence of a weird bias. Let me read you some from the article. Both sexes, and feel free to weigh in, 437-1620, good Lord, I'm scared. Okay, both sexes agree on the ideal amount of makeup to enhance attractiveness, but completely misread what others want. So men and women, according to this article and this research, agree about what makes for the highest level of attractiveness, the amount, the quantity of makeup. But they completely misread what other people think that amount is. The amount that makeup that looks the most attractive turns out to be about 40% less than many women actually use. Whether judged by other men or women, less is more. In other words, many women, I'm just reading from the article, many women apply makeup past the point they need to in order to increase their attractiveness. For the research, a group of students were photographed with and without makeup. From these, psychologists created a series of images including varying degrees of makeup. People were then asked to look at the photos and choose the one that looked the most attractive, and people also judged what might look the most attractive to other people. So what they were asking them is, what do you like to look at? And what do you think everybody else likes to look at? What do you think is attractive? And what do you think everybody else thinks is attractive? The first finding is that people judge pictures that had about 40% less makeup than women typically wear to be more attractive. More natural is more appealing. But when people try to imagine or guess or assess what other people think is most attractive, you know, what do you think the cultural standard is? Both men and women think other people find more makeup more attractive. The bias is particularly strong for men. So the takeaway to me is men and women don't actually find higher levels of makeup attractive, but we all think everybody else does. And we all think it's supposed to be that way. Men thought other men were attracted to a lot of makeup, but none of them were attracted to women wearing heavy makeup themselves. Studies authors think that by wearing too much makeup, women are trying to conform to a stereotypical ideal. From the authors, our female observers indicated the amount of cosmetics for optimal attractiveness was lower than the amount worn by most models who wore a sample of similarly aged peers, suggesting that while there is a sense of what is optimally attractive, it may be overlooked in order to conform to stereotyped ideals and mistaken notions of what other people find attractive. It was published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology. And I thought it was absolutely fascinating. They used, again, computers to generate this and to assess what people liked and also what people thought everybody else liked. Now, before I look at these texts, which I'm terrified because there's a lot of them already, let me make some personal observations. Personal observations. I will tell you, this is Andrew speaking for Andrew.
Make sure you clarified that. Yes, thank you.
I don't think in my entire life I have ever looked at a woman and thought, gosh, if only she was wearing more makeup. I mean, there might have been an occasion. But I have many, 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 many times, whether a professional on TV or a person in real life or whatever, many times looked at a woman and thought, I don't know what she really looks like underneath all of that, but I'm positive she would look better with less of it. And I know what happens over time is, especially, you know, women get a little bit older. Sometimes this happens and they get used to putting some on and then they put a little bit more. And eventually it's like Tammy Faye Baker hit. You know, it just is. And nobody, listen, you hear how scared I am talking about this. Nobody wants to tell you. Nobody, because it's so personal. It's so habitual. It would require you to think about, have I been doing this wrong all this time? You know, of course, the people who do makeup consulting, what do they want? For you to buy less?
No, they want you to buy more.
They want you to buy more. So they're built-in bias, right? So here's the psychological explanation. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives. We'll come back. We'll be back in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. I notice you're not weighing in yet, John.
No. I like my woman naturel.
My wife barely wears makeup.
Yeah.
And only like dressing up for events, basically. And even then, very little. You said, well, yeah, she's beautiful. She can afford to. No, this is across the board. Less is better, is more, is preferable. It's you just think everybody likes it when the truth is that not everybody likes it, but they think everybody does. I'll explain. There's actually a psychological phenomenon at work here. I'll explain it in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. God help me.
Yep. All right. So we're still dealing with the accident on Van Pelt Lane and North W Street. I'm seeing some delays on W Street right now, so just be aware of that. But it looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you are on Highway 29 southbound around 10 Mile Road, just a minor delay in that area. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the question of the morning, terrified though I am to ask it, is how much makeup is the right amount for women? Because there's some research out there. It's not brand new research, but there's research out there. And the research indicates that when men and women are given the opportunity to look at women that have more, less, medium makeup, what they say is, we find women wearing less to be more attractive. But we think everybody else likes more. And I'll give you a real good standard on this. The women who are on Fox News wear too much makeup. They should wear less. But there's a standard that's been built that everybody thinks is the standard. And it's not. It's not what anybody really, I mean, there might be an occasional person. It's not what anybody really believes. And how do you bring this subject up with, I mean, it's impossible, right? It's very difficult. That's why I'm bringing it up, to get you thinking about this. Because, listen, what do you really want? What you really want is for people, I mean, let's bare bones, bottom shelf. You want women and men both to find you attractive. You want to look nice. And if it's true that wearing less would make them think you look nicer, this should be good news. It takes less time, it's cheaper, and you get a better result, right? How dare you, Andrew. Okay, so what's the phenomenon that's going on here? 437-1620. I'm going to teach you a term that you may already know if you had any, you know, good psychology courses in college. Pluralistic ignorance. Pluralistic ignorance. It's not an insult. It's a psychological phenomenon where people in a group mistakenly think that your own thoughts and feelings are weird and differ from the group's thoughts and feelings. Even though, as it turns out, everybody else kind of thinks the same thing. Imagine you're in a classroom setting and somebody is teaching you something and you don't understand. And then you're scared to raise your hand because you don't want to look dumb. What's the truth? John, if you have a question...
Well, yeah, you don't want to look dumb.
No, but everybody's got the question.
But are you sure, though?
I'm sure.
Maybe it's just your mind, because your mind is different.
It's not. What happens is you're sitting there listening to somebody speak, and they sound like they think they know what they're talking about. And you say, I don't understand what's happening here. But you don't want to be the one to say, sir, I don't understand what's happening here. Can you try explaining it a different way? Listen, I used to teach. I will tell you that 99% of the time, if you think it doesn't make sense, everybody thinks it doesn't make sense, or half the class. And they will be like, yeah, I didn't get that either. So that's pluralistic ignorance. It's thinking that everybody else is different from you, that the norm is different from you. I have the weird opposite glitch. I tend to think that though I know my brain is weird, I also believe that the things I think or the perceptions I have are very common to people. They just don't say them. My job is to say them. So you have this fake norm, pluralistic ignorance, believing that everybody believes or knows, or and it's just not there. So better to start from the premise that maybe everybody does kind of think about this the way I do. Every once in a while, that'll run you into trouble. But usually you'll find, and this is that case. This is literally a paradigm case of pluralistic ignorance, because whether you're a man or a woman, you know what you find attractive, what level of makeup you find attractive, and it's less. But you think everybody else has a standard that's different from yours, and so you're like, okay, well, that's the standard, I guess, you know. All right, let's take a peek at these texts. 437-1620. Somebody says, dude, bro, 6'7", wave off.
6'7".
Somebody says, any is too much. The girl I wake up with is the girl I want to look at all day. Same.
Aww.
Same. Somebody says, very little. The full paint job is actually disgusting to me. I'm just reading what they said. Yeah.
At least it's not a rap.
Let's see. Yeah. Somebody says that other research exists for the same thing, dealing with like ideal body size. You know, that what you think is attractive is actually not what people find attractive. The like super thin, the kind of runway model nonsense that I don't think anybody really finds attractive, but they've kind of, that's supposed to be the ideal. But when have you ever met a real woman who looks like that, or you want her to? I mean, it's just not true. What amount of makeup is attractive on men?
Gosh.
Nice question. Let's see. Did the crazy long false eyelashes come up in the study? No, but they're not. I mean, I would think that's in the, you know, not that I know of. Somebody says, I'm married to a natural, beautiful Native American queen now. Somebody says, less is more. This is a female. All natural, and please, for the love of God, do not put those stupid eyelashes on, all caps. You know who you are. Be who you are. Somebody else says, let's talk about those fake eyelashes. this is rude. It's too much lipstick and too much rouge. It gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. Okay. Please, the last thing Pensacola needs is to try even less. Somebody says, definitely not the Tammy Faye Baker. You mean the king is wearing no clothes, but nobody wants to admit it. That's exactly what that story is about. That allegory of the king, the emperor's new clothes, is all about how everybody realizes that it's a bad thing, but nobody wants to say it because everybody thinks that they're the weird one, when in fact everybody is the normal one. Somebody says, you just put war paint on when you go into war. 437-1620. An old Southern Baptist pastor used to say, if the barn needs painting, paint it.
Oh.
When it comes to makeup, I prefer zero paint.
The barn.
Wow. I didn't mean to end on that text, but okay. If you want the test, it's a dangerous test. Okay? Assuming you're in a relationship, ask. Ask your friends. But you gotta really warn them. It's okay to be honest. you gotta really want it. Like, you gotta really believe this is gonna be good for us if I'm honest. Because, if you wear a lot, people do think it looks weird. But they're too nice to say it. And the only reason I tell you is because you presumably don't want that to be the reaction you get from people. John, confirm?
No, confirm.
Okay. And your fiance texted in and said?
Less is more.
Yeah. 437-1620. There, I did it. I'm alive for now. All right. I'm Andrew McKay.
Down, set, hutch. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn Ends. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with 4 locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Do we want to get rocked?
You remember the Drew Carey show?
Yes.
Somebody's final comment on our whole makeup conversation. They sent me a picture of Mimi. Remember Mimi?
Yes. And if you don't, look it up real quick. Yeah.
All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
All right. We're back to rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 all look good. Seen some minor delays on Highway 90 southbound as you approach Pensacola, just a 3 to 4 minute delay in that area, but that's all I'm really seeing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, if you just tuned in, you missed a great conversation we had about, I can't believe we did it, how much makeup women should wear. Go back and listen on the podcast at newsradio92.3.
Yeah, it'll be available in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, let's see. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. At least half of U.S. states plan to cut off food assistance benefits in November due to the government shutdown. The loss of assistance could affect millions of low-income citizens. At least 25 states have sent out notices to people on supplemental nutrition, the SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that the checks wouldn't come in next month. Some of those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Hawaii, Indiana, Massachusetts, Mississippi, New Jersey, and more. Tropical storm Melissa is on track to become a hurricane. Meteorologist Moses Small says there's uncertainty still about the storm.
We're not expecting impacts in the U.S., but we are expecting the chance of potentially catastrophic damage for the Caribbean.
And that could grow into a major hurricane by the weekend. A couple of popular and controversial apps being removed by Apple: Tea Dating Advice and Tea on Her. Apparently, these allow singles to share dating information about men and women.
Yeah.
It started so
TA,
women could,
like, share the tea, drop the tea or spill the tea.
Right, right. It started for women to warn others about men they thought that were dangerous. Critics say the apps expose personal information and violate company rules. So both of them being pulled now.
Yeah, and the tea for men was the gender answer, which is, men can warn other men about women too, right? Same kind of concept. So interesting, David. Thanks so much for the update. You looking forward to that refund? It looks like if you're a Progressive auto insurance customer, you might get about a $300 per person refund. Probably it'll just go off your bill. But because of DeSantis talking about this yesterday and some of the reforms put in place, they have apparently saved a lot of money over the last couple of years. And so that's what you're looking at, is some kind of a settlement refund next year for about $300. So, sweet. I mean, we use Progressive, so I'm like, yay, I'll take it. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65 or you are retiring or you just have questions about Medicare, even if you're already on it and you have questions you want to ask somebody, Ricky Stewart is great at this. Her family does all kinds of insurance. She does this one part. She helps people get signed up over on the Medicare so she can take care of you. She can answer your questions. You know, what is supplement? What is Advantage? What about prescription drugs? Which kind of doctors will I have access to? What is Medicaid? Does that apply to me? Like, you know, all good questions everybody has. No problem. But also, she's available all year round. So, you know, when you work with her, it's not just like this one-time thing at, you know, open enrollment, but it's anytime you have a question, anytime you want help figuring out doctors or plans or benefits, just give her a call. She's like your personal consultant for Medicare. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up at insuredbyricky, R-I-C-K-I.com, or give her a call at 341-2185. If I were 64, turned 65, I would 100% be calling her. Hey, coming up next, a conversation at the Escambia County Commission about tiny homes, how it went, what we learned, what was the takeaway? Very interesting stuff.